Barry Moore with us with the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. Barry, great to have you. Great to have you along. You always provide such good information.
Thanks for having me, Ten. Really appreciate it.
We've got tis the time of year for Medicare signups, and usual, that can that brings about scams.
Boy, it sure does. The insurance open. You know, it's the open enrollment time is today. It's basically started last week for Medicare and runs through December 7th, and for the ACA, starts November 1st and runs through December 15th. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Virginians, as well as everybody else in this nation, getting ripped off by scammers that are taking advantage of the Medicare open enrollment especially.
Talk about it. What do we need to be aware of?
Well, number one, and I can say this first person, my elderly mother got a call recently, last week, from a company that says they represent Medicare, and there's an issue with her account, and but if she could provide her Medicare ID number, her SSN, they'll solve it for them. Of course, it's all a scam, and she hung up on them. But that's happening all over the place. Unfortunately, people are getting called, and they're being threatened by organizations or by a caller that says, "I'm from Medicare," or "I'm from the ACA," and you're going to have a loss of coverage if you don't sign up for this plan or that plan or that sort of thing. And it's all bogus. It's all a scam, and they're after your personal identification so they can then use it to make all kinds of nefarious purchases with your information. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, Ted. The best thing that people should do, rather than try to talk to somebody like that, unsolicited calls, is just to go to the healthcare.gov or the medicare.gov websites and work directly with the people who manage the ACA and who manage, of course, the Medicare programs. Don't fall for these fake pitches from these companies. There are legitimate third-party companies out there, and you see their ads on television. They're licensed. They're legitimate. But our advice from the Better Business Bureau is if you're enrolled or you need to be enrolled already in the ACA or in Medicare, just go right to their websites and work these things out.
You taught your mother well.
I did, and I can say it. I sure won't say her name, but she fell for one of these similar scams that you and I have talked about over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
she fell for one not too long ago, and was just heartbroken. She said, "You know, I thought my son trained me better." I said, "Mom, I did, but you have to time go back and reread some of the notes." And she fell for one of the pet scams, frankly, but these things are going on with Medicare open enrollment, and you just need to be very careful. They call you up and they'll say, "We'll give you a promotional gift." That's nonsense. None of that is going to be honest. It's all going, "We'll give you a free healthcare screening." That's another one, Ted. Those things don't take place. Just go to healthcare.gov, medicare.gov, and bypass all the scammers and wannabe con artists, and you'll make out a whole lot better than if you engage with them.
And so often, Barry, a lot of this, it's the unsolicited contacts that should be the red flag that this isn't right.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole system out there with scammers. You know, scammers are kind of like, people think there's some high school age kid down in his basement on a computer trying to rip off people. That may have been that long ago, but today it's organized crime, frankly. And there are people that go to work with a briefcase full of notes. They check in to their office that morning, criminal enterprise. They're given an assignment of 200 calls to make that day. And whatever their assigned scam is, Medicare open enrollment, it could be the hot one. Other one right now is the phony Amazon caller scam, and they make those scams and if they get one or two, they more than pay for their for the cost of them. And I mean, it's a business, it's a criminal enterprise being run. A lot of this is out of Western Europe, but some of it's out of the China area and some of it out of South America. But don't fall for any of this stuff. The best thing for all your listeners to do, Ted, If you have a question about a product or a service, go to the website of that product or service and deal through that. And try to stay out of third-party vendors and don't respond to unsolicited calls, texts, or email. That's just people fishing for people to grab onto that hook, and then they're going to try to reel you in. And unfortunately, too many people fall for it, and a lot of our Virginians just get ripped off. Far too many. I wouldn't even want to say the number because it's a scary number that we think each year, just in Virginia, people getting ripped off by scammers.
Barry, what you just said a minute ago, though, is chilling to me, and I've never heard you describe it like that about being an enterprise. And you know, you go into work, and here's your assignment. That just puts it in a whole different light. That was chilling.
Well, but that's the way it is, Ted. I mean, these folks, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of professional thieves that have built up their abilities through the internet, and they're scamming thieves, and through phones, through calling centers that really are not your regular calling centers. They're calling centers for scamming. And they get their assignments, they do their jobs, they don't care who they're ripping off, they don't care if it's children, they don't care if it's elderly, they don't care. Their job is to steal your money, steal your identity, and they probably have bonus plans. If you get five today that fall for this, and three are good identities we can steal and then use, sell on the black underground sort of thing, you know, the whole dark web business, then you get a bonus. I'm telling you, that's how organized it is. And if you look at some of the FBI reports and some other different reports, investigative agencies, they hint at that. I'm just telling you outright. People, if you engage with these folks, from unsolicited especially, you're probably dealing with a professional. The same person with the qualities to sell, you know, these are good people selling life insurance or other products. Those sort of abilities to talk, communicate, to phone, connect, to, you know, empathy, you're dealing with that in skilled criminals, too. And we're talking to hundreds of thousands of people. And they go to work every day, and their job is to rip you off. And our job in letting our public know is to try to keep you from being ripped off.
Well, and it's important for those of us who do have whether it's elderly parents or grandparents, aunts and uncles, people maybe in your church or in your neighborhood, to let them know about this, because a lot of times this does sounds legitimate. We all can get sucked in if we're not careful.
Well, it is. These folks are skilled, and the better the scam, the person who's doing the unsolicited, the better they are at their job, the better pay they get, and the more bonuses they get. And there's probably a lone wolf out there every now and again just trying to rip people off with some success. But by and large, what's going on in this world today, and probably for years to come, is these guys and gals have gotten organized. They've gotten skilled. They attend classes, no doubt, somewhere on how to make the pitches, how to close the quote sales, which are all scams, how to rip off people, and then turn in their information, and they're paid and they're probably bonused, and we're talking, you know, an industry that's scary in the size. So all of our residents, all of our people, all the folks that we can reach by phone or by email, by newspapers, by television, by radio shows like yours, Ted, they need to realize you're dealing with professionals. You cannot hook and jab with them. You cannot say on the phone, well, I'm just going to screw with this person. I know they're just a scammer. Don't do that. They're collecting information every second that phone is up. They've got somebody now that answers. They have somebody now that engages in conversation. That's all valuable stuff. That's all things they probably get bonused on. The more that the farther along they get in those conversations. If you don't see the number, you don't recognize it, I'm sorry to say, don't pick it up. But if you do by mistake, the nanosecond you realize this isn't right, hang it up. Don't engage. Don't try to outsmart them. you know, the clicker's going and they're getting information on you. The Medicare is a huge one because of the number of folks out there that will threaten people. Well, if you don't buy this plan or that plan, you're going to lose your Medicare coverage and all of that. It's all scams. You can go to BBB Scam Tracker. Go to our Scam Tracker on our site, BBB.org, and you'll see a lot of that stuff pop up. But don't do it if it's unsolicited, Ted, and the same for the phony Amazon callers out there. They're going crazy right now as the as the season for holidays come up, and more people than ever in 2020 will be buying and purchasing online than going into brick-and-mortar stores. I know you didn't ask about this, but that's such a hot one, and people are just starting to get their clocks cleaned on this phony Amazon caller stuff, too.
No, before we go, I was going to ask you just for a little bit more information on that. What do we need to know about that one?
What they do is, it's kind of a twist, is these con artists are spoofing numbers from other businesses. You know, sometimes you scratch your head and you wonder, there's very few people that control phone numbers in North America. Can't they get together and put together a much better program to keep this from happening? But apparently they haven't yet. So what a con artist will do is they'll get a number like from your radio station. It'll, on the caller ID, it'll say, yeah. It could even say, you know, Ted Truby, it could even say your show.
Yeah.
So somebody picks it up and starts talking, and it's a scam. It's about to begin. It's a scam going on just to see who picks it up, but they're using other numbers, so you have to be very careful. And folks are calling and saying, look, your Amazon program, your prime program you're on, there's some mix up here. We got to verify this. We got to get to verify your information. Don't do that. Be very careful, extremely careful of that. Amazon, that I know of, rarely ever does something like that. You need to go right, just hang up and then call your Amazon Prime account. Don't deal with cold, unsolicited callers that says, look, I'm from Amazon, and we've got to get your program squared away. We've had an issue with it, and report it to Amazon after you hang up. When you call them, say, look, I got an unsolicited call. They say they're from Amazon, so forth and so on. Amazon needs to know that. Mm-hmm. And also clear it up. No, we didn't call you. That's what you're going to find out. No, it wasn't our unsolicited call. You're getting scammed. So, and they want to get your privacy information. All that stuff they sell on the dark underground. And believe me, it's a very active messaging system around the world that criminals and those that are aligned with them use. Phony Amazon callers, watch out. And Medicare open enrollment and ACA enrollment scammers, watch out. If it's unsolicited, it's going to be a scam.
BBB.org, and again, look for that scam tracker. And boy, Barry, thank you so much. Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia providing so much great information for us. Thank you for what you do for us every day.
Well, you're welcome, Ted, and thanks to you and your show and all the listeners. I hate to say it, but it's a war that has no end. I don't see the end of it for a long time with these scammers. They've gotten too good, and it's become an industry unto itself. We need to be smarter and more careful.